Maisu Paradala Mishnah Hay, I'm a Caliph, somebody who's removing the peel from barley. The Caliph Achat Achat Ba'ichot. You can remove the peel from each one separately and then eat it. Now first take not Trumoy from Maisris. And since you're removing the peel from each one separately and then eating it, it's considered an Achila Zerai, temporary type of Achila. Then you can eat it without taking out Trumoy from Maisris since it was not yet brought into the house. But if you peel a bunch of them and put it into your hand and then you want to eat it, that's considered an achila kva, more permanent type of achila, and you'd be obligated to take off the trumas and maizers prior to eating it. Somebody who has pieces of wheat and he singes them in the fire. Now he wants to rub them in his hand in order to remove the chaff. You can throw it from one hand to the other as a way of removing the chaff. And then eat it without first taking off trumos or maizrus. But since you're removing the chaff from each one individually, and you're doing it with a shino in a way that's different than you would normally remove it, so it's considered an achila, the right temporary type of achila. And therefore, you can eat it without first taking off trumos or maizrus. But if you remove the chaff from a bunch of them, and then put it into your lap, and now you want to eat it, that would be considered an achila kba. And you can't eat it without first taking off trumos or maizrus. Kagbor shazara lizera yarka pata. Coriander that was planted with in mind to use the seed, but you don't have in mind when you plant it to use the vegetable part of it. In such a case, you wouldn't have to take off trumos or maizrus from the vegetable part of it. And since you didn't have the vegetable part of it in mind when you planted it, because the vegetable part of it would not be considered food, because the vegetable part of coriander is not really all that edible. So if you don't have it in mind, when you planted it, it's not really considered food, and you wouldn't have to take out trumas and maizus from it. But if when you planted it, you did have in mind to use the vegetable part of it, in such a case, the vegetable part of it would have a din of eichol, and you'd have to take out trumas and maizus from both the seed and the vegetable part of the coriander. Rabbi Elazar Aymer HaShavet Mitashera Zara B'yar Gazir. Rabbi Elazar says, when you plant dill, you have to take off maizus from the seed of the dill, and from the vegetable part of the dill, and also from the stalk of the dill. And all parts of the dill is considered oichol, and you have to take out trumas and maizrus from them. The Chacham Maim remain a mitash azara v'yarek ala ashechlayim v'hagargir bovan. And the Chacham say, you don't have to take off trumas and maizrus from both the seed and the vegetable part of a plant if you planted it without anything specific in mind, unless you planted shechlayim or gargir, two different types of plants. Then these plants, both the seed and the vegetable part of it, is normally used, so you'd have to take out trumas and maizrus from both of them. But normally when you plant something, you don't plan on eating both the seed and the vegetable part of it. And if you plant it without anything specific in mind, you wouldn't have to take off trumas and maizrus from both, according to the Chacham. As opposed to when you plant it with in mind to eat both the seed and the vegetable part of it, then Chacham would agree with Rabbi Elazar that you would have to take off trumas and maizrus from both. But if you didn't have anything specific in mind, you most likely are not planning on using both, and therefore, according to the Chachamim, you wouldn't have to take out trumas and maizrus from both the seed and the vegetable part of the plant. Out of maizrus paradalad mishnah above, Rav Shimma Gamliel Oimer, tomorrow shall tosa v'shachar dol v'shal po alava, chayves b'maizrus. Rav Shimma Gamliel said, the stalks, which is a very soft twig, from tosa, the type of legume, and from hardo, which is mustard, and from poor leaven, which is the white bean, is chayim in maizer. You have to take off maizer from these soft stalks, since they are somewhat edible. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, hatlaf mitasher, tomorrow's vevionos ukampres. Rabbi Eliezer said, from the tlaf, which is the caper bush, you have to take off maizer from the tomorrow, the soft twigs. And from the vevionos, which is the berries that grow on this caper bush. And also from the kampres. The kampres is the peel of the berry, and it protects the berry, and therefore you have to take out maizer from the peel as well. Since it's a shomer to the pre, it guards the berry, and it's also chayav in maizer, just like the berry. Rabbi Akiva emet asher ela evyonos mipnei shehem pri. Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Akiva, the only part of the caper bush you have to take off maizer from is from the actual berry, because only the berry is a fruit. But the peel of the berry and the twigs from the caper bush, they're not fruit, and you don't have to take off maizer from them.